So, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 84, Text 22. The title of this chapter is The Sages' Teachings at Kurukshetra. And it's all happening in ISKCON Tohoku here, New Jersey. So I go through the verse and then we can do the translation together. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Is it working? Is it working? Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Sarasvati Vyam Sat Tato Jaya Mudure Nasta Prayeswa Padresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamas Loke Bhakti Baba Itinaistike. So text 22 of chapter 84, canto 10, Srimad Bhagavatam. Namastasmai Bhagavate Krishna. Oh, you have it there? All right. Namastasmai Bhagavate. Namastasmai Bhagavate. Krishna, Krishna ya kunta medase, swayoga maya, swayoga maya yacha, swayoga maya yachana, mahine paramatmane. I'm not so old, but even the glasses are not helping me a lot. Namastasmai Bhagavate Krishnaya Kunta Medase Swayoga Maya Yachana Mahine Paramatmane. Alright, John.
Namastasmai Bhagavate.
Namastasmai Bhagavate.
Krishnaya me kuntame dasa.
Krishnaya kuntame dasa.
Swayoga maya yachana.
Swayoga maya yachana.
Mahine Paramatmane.
Mahine Paramatmane. Namaha.
Namaha.
Obeisances. Tasmai. To him. Bhagavate. The Supreme Lord. Krishnaya.
Krishna.
Akunta.
Unrestricted.
Unrestricted. Medase. Whose wisdom? Swa, his own. Yoga Maya, by the eternal illusory importance. Achana, covered. Mahine. Whose glories? Parama Atmane. The Super Soul. Translation and purport by Divine Grace is confined to Chari. Srila Abhacharya Navinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Jai. Let us offer obeisance. Let us offer obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. the infinitely intelligent super soul who has disguised his greatness through his mystic yoga maya. Please respond to me, repeat. Let us offer obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna, the infinitely intelligent super soul, who has disguised his greatness through his mystic yoga maya. So let us listen with rapt attention to Srila Prabhupada's purport. Apart from any future profit to be obtained from worshipping the Supreme Lord, it is everyone's most essential obligation to bow down to him as an acknowledgement of one's dependence and servitude. But Krishna recommends, Man mana bhava ma bhakto mam yazi mam namaskuru mam eva syasi yuktaivam atmanam matparayana. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Become my devotee. Offer obeisances to me and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 34. Om Agyana Tumiranda Sya Agyana Jana Salakaya Saksud Militam Jainatas Mai Sri Guru Vinaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutali Simati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamani Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gaurabhana Pichari Nirisesa Singha Vadi Pachatati Sitari Vancha Kalpa Taribya Cha Kripa Sundubya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavani Vashnu. So this chapter is about the gathering at Kurukshetra for the purpose of solar eclipse activities. So, it's a whole lot of interaction and transaction that transpired. The inhabitants of Vraja were there, Mathura, from people from Mathura were there, from Dwarka were there, all over the place. And essentially, the sages also had heard by another morning surfaced. And funny enough, when Lord Krishna saw all these great sages in another morning and others, he paid obeisances to them. Krishna has two Bhagavans for him. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then the thing is, how could he pay obeisances to his creatures, living beings he created? How could he pay obeisances to them? So, in reciprocation, the sages, they said, oh, you are just teaching by your own personal example. I mean, you are disguising. Don't deceive us. You are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. And basically, you've appeared to sustain Dharma. And so this is part of Dharma. Your activities are worthy of emulation. So, here, this is just part of the response from the sages, who are now saying that we pay dandavas to you. Why? Because you are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the super soul. Yeah. Bhagavanta Kirijaya. Sri Gopalnath Ji Kirijaya.
So, the sages are saying, we have to pay obeisances to you. You are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who is disguising. You're just covering up yourself. You don't want to show your real identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're acting like an ordinary human being, paying obeisances to us. But we know you. You are the unlimitedly Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is residing in each and everyone's heart as the super soul. So it's like telling Krishna, you can't play this game with us, you can't hide from us, we know you. And so here they also mention that, you just disguise yourself, cover yourself up with your yoga maya, and so that nobody will really understand that you are the Supreme. Those who are not intelligent will not understand that you are the Supreme Person of God. Those who don't have that salve of love, they can't understand. It's just like when Krishna was on was battling during the wrestling match, people saw him from different perspectives. The enemies actually perceive him from a different angle. The devotees, all the same, saw him as, this is our beloved Supreme Person of God. Therefore, we find that although these events took place over 5,000 years ago, the same things go on repeating. People may even come very close to the Vedic culture. People may even come to our temples. Or people may even meet devotees. Some people may even read Prabhupada's books. But, they don't have sufficient pious merit, and therefore they can't really see Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They will simply look at how Krishna has been frolicking around with young girls in Jamuna and in the forest. And sometimes even they say, if that's the God you're worshipping, I'm not interested in that. Because your God is, a finicky God. He plays around. So, notwithstanding all of these activities of Lord Krishna that bewilder the ordinary people, the sages, they understand. Those who are highly enlightened in spiritual culture, those who are disciplined in terms of their sensory modalities and their mind, they understand, yes, this is the same amazing Supreme Personality of God. And so, the greatness of the Lord cannot be measured. We can't quantify the greatness of the Lord. What is required is that we need humility to be able to approach the Lord, and we need humility to be able to sustain that loving devotion that we have been able to become exposed to. Because the Lord, if with our own power, it is very difficult to understand Krishna. Even very difficult to appreciate as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here in the purport, Prabhupada mentioned, and apart from the profit, apart from the gain, sometimes everybody in this world, when we are doing something, we try to figure out what is the benefit. There's a lot of benefit. Well, worshipping the Supreme Lord, there's so many things there. You become purified. And you could be ready to go back home to his kingdom. You'd be able to reestablish your loving relationship with him by dint of that, service attitude, humble service attitude. One becomes purified and gradually regains his pristine identity, his original spiritual constitutional position. But Prabhupada is mentioning here that apart from future profit, apart from any profit you think you can get by worshipping the Lord, Prabhupada said, it is our duty, it is a duty, it's an obligation to worship Krishna, to serve Krishna. So, people go to work, But they may not like walking, but you know they have to work because they have to earn some money to take care of themselves and their family. So that is duty. Whether we like it or not, we have to do it. It is a duty of every living entity to worship the Supreme Lord. And if we don't do that, then it means that, you know, we have contravened our constitutional position. We have acted in contrary to our expectation. We are having uninterested approach to duty, like a physical approach to duty. That is what it implies by a proper statement that if even besides all of the profit that we could derive by worshiping the Lord, is our obligation to worship the Lord. If we don't do that, then we fall short of the glories of human life. So it is important that we remind ourselves why we are doing what we are doing. Because sometimes we tend to forget the essentials or the very essence of what human life entails. You know, people get involved in so many activities, you know, running around looking for money and, you know, developing economically, politically, or whatever. And then a time comes, they tend to forget their real obligation in human life. Therefore, Prabhupada reminds us that our essential obligation is to bow down to Lord Krishna. Huh? Everywhere we go, people are showing some respect. Even in America, where people say, you know, nobody cares for respect for elders or whatever. If you go to the America, also there is respect. If you go to the law court, go into any courtroom and say, okay, I'm an American, no respect for anybody. You be or the orderly will get you arrested and indict you for contempt of court. Because you're entering the courtroom, you have to bow down. And even the lawyers, the lawyers, when they go to the court, the magistrate is a lawyer who is just, or the judge is a lawyer who has attained that position because of some long-term service and promotions. But even his own colleagues, other lawyers, when they come to, you know, for cases, they call their colleague, they call the judge or the magistrate. They worship him like a deity. They call him your lordship.
My lord.
Yet people claim that, oh, we're here, this is a land of anything goes. It's not true. We just pretend that a land of anything goes. There is respect even here. If you don't respect, you'll be forced to respect. So respect is an intrinsic aspect of human existence. If we don't respect, there are situations that will be forced to respect. So if you go into the courtroom, whether you like it or not, you must bow down before the justice. Huh? So when people come to the temple, then they say they won't bow down. Why? Why you won't bow down to Lord Krishna? When ordinary mortal, you bow down to ordinary mortal. And you call him, you address him like a deity. Your lordship, my lord. Like we say, Lord Shingadev. They call them your lordship, such and such. Huh? They become their deity, they become their god. So, to pay obeisances, that we must do. Whether we like it or not, we must do it at a particular time, within particular circumstances, we must kowtow to someone. We must bow down to someone. But which is better? To bow down to a mortal being and be conditioned, or to bow down to the Supreme and become liberated? We have to choose which one we have to do. So, bow down to someone is a custom. The variable is the object of our dandavat. So, It is important to understand that the sages are not stupid. If you analyze material situation properly, you find that these things are going on. But then people have taken shelter of the wrong objects. They are bowed down to the wrong objects. They are forced to bow down. Everyone in this world is forced to bow down at some particular time. If we don't want to bow down to Lord Krishna, we won't bow down to Krishna in the form of death. Why not? So, it is important for us to understand, and Prabhupada gives a reference, quote to the from the Bhagavad Gita here, 9:34, where Lord Krishna actually recommended that we should bow down before him. That is part of our service attitude. That is part of our seva, a part of our obligation, that we have to bow down before him. We should worship him. And part of it is that we should become absorbed in him. We should think of him always. Why you have to think of someone always if there is no love? Of course, we may say that Kamsa also was thinking of Krishna always, but it was built with hatred. Yeah, but then, you know, if we really love someone, we like to think about a person. All the time. So, Lord Krishna is mentioning, giving us an idea here how to really love him. Man mana bhavama bhakto, mam yaj, mam namas kuru, mam eva syas yuktaiva, atmana, mad parayana. That we should engage our minds always in thinking of him. We should become his devotees. We should offer obeisances. Then to what? We should do that. Because if we don't offer obeisances to Lord Krishna, we will end up offering obeisances to his illusory energy anyway in the form of debt. Or we will offer obeisances to the court magistrate or the justice. If we are unlucky and we have some legal, we have some litigation. So, let us do the proper thing at the proper time that we have to elevate our consciousness. And that is by bowing down before Lord Krishna, like the sages at Kurukshetra demonstrated here. And the difference is that this type of activity, bowing down to Lord Krishna, purifies us, whereas bowing down to any other, you know, court justice or whatever, it simply entangles us in this material world more and more. So we should take a lesson from the sages and, you know, be submissive, be subservient to the Supreme Personality of God. When we come to the temple room, we see the Lordship, we have to bow down. And this is the protocols, part of the protocols observed in dealing with the Lord. Because we are dealing with the Lord as in the form of awe and reverence. It is in the form of awe and reverence that people bow down to superiors. And people have friends, they climb on each person's shoulders and run around, they flourish around and all those things. So in the beginning, this is what we have to do until Krishna opens our doors, spiritual doors, and we come to that platform where we realize our eternal relationship as whether friends or conjugal lovers or parental or whatever. But for now, we have to worship the Lord in the form of own reverence. And that is why each time we come in the morning, Jai, Sisi, Gauranitai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Gopal Nataji, we bow down. So it's not that we are being forced to do that. We're doing that out of love, we're doing that out of understanding, we're doing that because we get purified and that brings us close to Krishna. So, this is also not our whimsy. This has been exemplified by the sages. And even Lord Krishna himself, taught by his own personal example, he bowed down to the sages when, you know, they came to Kurukshetra. Hare Krishna. I have some comments, some questions on this point. Again, I'd like to register my presence that, you know, east or west, they say home is the best. So, Tuago is my home, so I'm back here, and I'm happy to be here. All right?
So thank you very much for participating in this Bhagavatam class. Jai Sri Sri Gauranitai Ki Jai Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshmana Naman Ki Jai. Gopalananta Ji Ki Jai. All glories to some of the devotees.